Well, so good morning, everybody. Lisa is in Arizona. Ramon is with his family,
In
and
Michigan.
Steve is at the vineyard with his family. So our three people have all gone off to be with family, and so we will hold fort today.
Brenda.
They'll, what was that?
Brenda, where's Brenda?
Oh, Brenda. Yeah, where is Brenda?
Yeah, she's usually here.
She'll be here.
Okay.
If she's not here, it's something.
Okay.
So thank you. You're right. In my head, Brenda's here on the screen with us, and you're right, she's not. Thank you. Thank you. So we will hold fort for everybody. And we've got, I think, a lovely morning. We've got some meditations to kind of get us in our zone and get us nice and centered and stressless and all that good stuff. And my thought is to go ahead and let us get started so that the nerves that have been building up for a week, we can just, people can feel some completion. How does that sound? And so it's according to my, oh my gosh, but Brenda's not here. So you guys make sure that this is
I
right.
know.
I wonder if she forgot that it was a
Well,
doubleheader this
I
weekend.
just texted her.
Okay. She might have forgotten it was a doubleheader. So we've got April is going to be starting us out with It Is What It Is. And then we have Kathleen, Find Your Symbol. And then Kelsey's going to Surrender to Mystery. Does that sound good? Yeah, I'm in.
I hope so. I kind of forgot. So yeah. I didn't practice this week, but for the week and a half before I did, and I forgot until this morning. I told Vince, I was like, well, we'll see how that goes. So yeah.
And
I'm
you know what? What was
surrendering.
that?
I'm surrendering.
I love it. I love it. All right. Well, then I think, April, how about we just go? Do you want to just take us, start us out? All
Let's
right.
do it. Okay, everybody. So I would like to invite you to just become present. Make sure your body's comfortable. Find your seat. Get your spine straight. Maybe there's a gentle pull on the back of your neck as you close your eyes. And then let's just take what we know as a three-part breath and slowly inhale into your belly, nice and full, into your chest, under the collarbones. And then exhale and just let everything drop away. Settle into your seat. With each inhale, allow the breath to fill your belly, your chest, the entire torso. As you exhale, relax your jaw and your shoulders, your back, your arms. Just let the breath settle yourself into your sit bones. Continue to take some three-part breaths, settling into this moment. With each exhale, release the tension, the tightness, any gripping in the body. And what if with each exhale, we could release the gripping in our minds of everything that came before this moment? There's nowhere to go and nowhere to be. Just release everything, let it all go. Now, let's become present right here, right now, by listening to the sounds around you. Just notice the sounds coming into your ears. release the story of the attachment perhaps to that sound and just be present with the sound. The sounds in the room, the sounds just outside the room. And now let's become aware of the pressure of our sit bones and the sounds of me dropping things. Notice the sounds of getting back into the present moment. Notice your sit bones, the weight of your body. As you're settling into the cushion or the chair, as you inhale, notice a subtle pressing down of our bodies into our sit bones. Release the tension in the body and allow the feeling of just melting into your cushion or chair. Feel your body connecting to the earth. Now become aware of the pressure of the inhale as your breath expands into your belly, into your torso. Notice there's a bit of pressure and tension on the skin as your breath expands. And then as you exhale, notice there's a release of that pressure. As the air leaves your body, the body releases that pressure. Perhaps as the navel draws back towards the spine and your shoulders drop and become heavy. Just notice that pressure, what that feels like. What's the sensation in the body as the breath expands into your belly? Into your chest. The rib cage expands and then drops as you exhale and release that pressure. Just notice that sensation. As you exhale, all of that pressure. Think of exhaling the resistance, and with it goes our agendas, perhaps any thought of what came before this moment. Just let it melt away. And what if, like the release of the resistance of the breath, we could also release our expectations of the rest of the day. Perhaps we could release resistance to what is and step into a sense of openness and acceptance of life just as it is. Let's do this by becoming aware of any resistance or tightness in our physical bodies. And just move your awareness through your body. Scan through the body and notice any areas of tightness, any areas of gripping in your body. Maybe it's in your jaw or your neck. Perhaps your shoulders are holding on to some kind of tightness. Maybe it's in your belly. Just notice where that is. And if you don't find it, that's okay. If there isn't any, this is an opportunity to just practice releasing perhaps a muscle, an area of the body that you want to just relax into. imagine the breath is just entering into that area of your body. Imagine the breath is creating a sense of warm, gentle, spacious openness. And as you exhale, that warm, open spaciousness remains, and the tightness and the gripping just exhales away. Just let it dissolve. And what remains is a warm, gentle caressing of any of the areas that are tight or gripping. Maybe there's resistance that we can just exhale away. Just let it evaporate with every exhale. We might visualize this space of resistance, imagining the breath is just going to the very heart of that area, of that muscle, of that sphere of tightness. And that softening of the in-breath is just filling the space, taking away all the edges, with warm acceptance to what is. And with every exhale, that tightness is just evaporating, and what's left is a surrender, perhaps. Surrender to the warmth, to the spaciousness, to the openness. And now bring to mind a situation right now that perhaps you're resisting. Maybe it's a person, an idea, or a thought that is bringing some tension, some turbulence. Allow yourself to breathe into that situation. Notice any tightness or tension as a feeling sensation. Inhale and simply allow it to be. No need to resist, just allow it to be. And as you exhale, exhale into that sense of acceptance to what is. Breathe into the feeling that may be causing the resistance in the body, and exhale out all the turbulence surrounding it. It's an opportunity to release our agenda, to release any attachment, release our expectations. Allow your shoulders to drop. Relax the jaw. With each breath, imagine that the sensation of resisting is just evaporating. It's becoming warm and open. Perhaps what is left is a space for potential. A space of softening and releasing, of acceptance. And let's complete the practice as we inhale into that soft awareness of what is. We exhale a sense of release and acceptance of what is. And now let's release the technique. knowing that as we allow space for acceptance of what is, we're allowing the potential of a solution, a different way of addressing a problem, a new response we hadn't thought of before, that may bring some relief and equanimity. And now let's close our meditation with the blessing of loving kindness. Bring that sense of softness and gentle acceptance of what is, breathing it into your heart center. As we say, may I be at ease. May I feel safe and protected. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I feel loving kindness. And may I be held in loving kindness, that I may be at peace with life just as it is. And when you're ready, gently, slowly, open your eyes and come back to the room.
I'm pretty relaxed right now. Pretty much in a, it is what it is. I have no thought of what's coming next. I don't know if it's Kelsey or Kathleen who's next, but I feel for him right now because my head isn't there.
Good.
So let's do let's take a moment to just kind of just talk about this for a few minutes, just so we can also help Kelsey and Kathleen get back in to their zones, back right here, so they can take us out again into somewhere. But I'll be really honest. It was, what was so cool was to be led, and I would dip. Your voice is very soothing, so I would find that I would dip in, and then I would be with you, and then I would realize I'd lost you, and I'd come back. But whatever you were saying, I could just do that and I would fall right back in. And I actually had a lovely moment of recognizing, right at the end when you're telling us that resistance, right, of recognizing that a tightness that's kind of deeper than normal tightness. It's not a body tightness. And it's old stuff with my husband, you know. And I was able to go, oh, that's not what was happening right here. That's such old habit, and just release it and let it go and just be right here. It is what it is right here, right now. And it was so light and free and delicious. So I just want to thank you because that was lovely for me. as an actual meditation, April, I move through some stuff in that short course of time. So thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, Lisa. Yeah.
Yeah, I would like to second the voice. You have a voice that it has a tone that just rocks you like, and it brings you in. And then I really liked how you used the, we and let's, and like you invited us in without giving direction. It was just like, come take my hand to this beautiful meditation. And it was very nice. I really appreciated it. You sound very professional.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with everybody. Once I got past the fact that I was trying to get out of the fact that I have to do this next, But I was able to finally let it go. And I was too, like Karen, I had an experience of working through, through something as well that's just come up in my life in this past week. So it was interesting. It gave me some insight, some really good insight. So thank you very much. It was your, the whole thing. I just second everything everybody said.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so Brenda just wrote, I have a kid asleep in my room, so I'm typing my feedback, but it was so nice to come into your soothing meditation after running a bit late this morning. And I was able to identify a resistance to a situation with my brother right now and realize how much it was holding me. Like Karen, I was able to quickly move through and let some of it go. Thank you for being such a calm, soothing presence this morning. Oh, thank you, Brenda.
Yes, that's, thank you.
Yeah. Lisa said, you sound very professional. You sound like you've been doing it all your life. I mean, like you're... really, I mean, I have this interesting experience because I always, you know, the teacher and Karen, I mean, she's our teacher and, but what you did, I mean, the effect, and I always think like the teacher knows better and I just never, but the way you made me feel, I just taught a class and I was trying to be on time. And you know, when you teach, you use a lot of words. So I was so in my head and it was a challenge for me to just really become present, but it was amazing. And I love how you use your, you know, very soothing voice. You have beautiful voice and your presence and all that. But at some point you said, become present here and now. And I was like, okay. I love that different tone when you said that, because it really brought me, you know, I was going out there like, okay. So I loved it.
Thank you.
I was going to add, I think what makes you sound so professional is, well, two things, like you were unflappable when you dropped the book. So you just, you know, you got right back in and you kind of laughed about it. But I love the transition words that you used to, you know, like in closing, or like, you just kind of like told us where we were going, in a way. And I think that was just such a pro move, you know, you sounded like you were an expert. So.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I just appreciate all of your, it's just, your feedback is great.
I got to jump on the bandwagon too and just say, yeah, I've also been struggling with staying present and focusing on this past week. And whatever you did a lot of awesome things to just help me find refuge in the present moment and to release some of that and just find acceptance for what is. So thank you, April. It's really cool.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I have to tell you guys, the funny thing about this is that I've been practicing a few times with my husband because he loves all this. And he is much more, I won't tell him this, but he's more like, I've got to find things to critique, because that's what she wants. She wants me to critique it. So yeah. And which is great, because he, you know, I need that. But I've had a few moments where I'm like, I don't know if this is, because it's like, well, you know, I didn't really find this useful, or this, you know, like this didn't really work. But I was like, okay, like, all right, well, then we'll just see how it goes.
So point of reference. This is not a normal program, right?
Right.
We're not sitting here critiquing. Dun, 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 dun. I truly believe that will come for all of us with time. What needs to be cultivated is the authenticity to be in the meditation mm-hmm. while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Anybody can read a meditation and it'll have a pause here for 5 seconds and, you know, and really tightly script the words so that it's just the maximum few perfect words in the right places, right? Like as Laura said, with a perfect transition word here and the perfect evocative word there. That's not what makes a good meditation. It's your energy in underneath it.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't matter if you drop a book. It doesn't matter if you say a bit too much here or you don't say enough there or you miss that whole part. What you've shared with somebody is a vibration.
Yeah.
That has shifted them. And it's, yeah, the words have something to do with it, but really when you're in a teaching with a teacher, there's a lot of times where you sit there and there is not a frickin' word said. You literally just sit there in there
mm-hmm.
because that's how powerful that energy is.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a world where we've lost track of the fact that when you walk up to somebody, although I'm sure every single one of you knows this, and you just say hi, you feel their energy.
Mm-hmm.
You sense something right there. Mm-hmm. And so for us to try to teach meditation and ignore the fact that all of our auric field, that energy signature, that's us, that we are cultivating as we're doing the meditation, isn't moving out and being felt by those who have shown up and are saying, yes, please lead me in meditation. Automatically their aura opens and they say, okay, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what's going to take you.
Mm-hmm.
We can go into details about blah, 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 pause 10, you know, yeah. wait for da, 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 and all those kinds of things. And I'm not saying those don't make aren't lovely. It's like when you take the yoga with Agnieszka, right? She's been doing this so long. She knows exactly how to just the right amount to say and adjust. And I mean, she's got it refined, right? And you will get there.
I'm going to give Agnieszka a plug here too. If you guys, you should really take her class. It's so amazing. It is so amazing. So anyway.
Thank you, Kathleen. You picked up on my, thank you. I didn't want to be quite so blunt. it's like there is, so let me just say it. I've said it many times. I'm going to keep saying it. This class is about having you trust that.
Mm-hmm.
Trust you. Trust your experience. And no apology, no shame, no hiding, no pretending. We're not the kind of people that are going to come in and meditate and pretend to know what the fuck we're doing. We're going to show up authentically.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Thursday night's class with Lisa, Lisa and Thomas were there and I shared something and it was really sweet to see their reaction to the teacher sharing, you know, that moment of fear and, you know, an instance where I needed to use a technique and I used it. It's like, I'm not better than anybody. We're all in this together, right? And this is the kind of meditation we're doing. So all those little details that Jeremy's, that's corporate. That's yeah. Western corporate education system.
Yeah.
We're doing it a different way. And it's because Sally was so clear with me. The main thing a meditation teacher needs, you know, is this. The details of how to teach it. We could do a weekend retreat. And we could really dive into the nitty gritty details. But this you can't, you have to cultivate this. So So to Jeremy, you can just, you know, I want you to know that what you're doing is different. So it sounded like you handled it beautifully and you understand where he's coming from, right?
Yeah. And actually one of the things was really useful because he said, and it was useful because I've experienced this myself and I'd forgotten that, he says, I didn't find any area of tightness. I couldn't find anything. So what then?
It's like, they're not. Okay. So what then? What'd you say?
Oh, well, so I just thought, oh, well, okay. I mean, I've had that happen before where you're, you know, being guided into something and it's just nothing seems to be coming up and you're like, then you get caught in the thought of, well, I need to find something and I'm, you know, and then I'm, my mind is gone because I'm worried I'm not finding the thing. And so I was like, okay, well, maybe they, you know, maybe I can use that as an opportunity to just, so I kind of added a part where I said, you know, if you don't find that area in your body, just practice, you know, softening a muscle, just, you know, use it as a opportunity to practice, you know, like if you don't, it's okay. If you don't find anything, it's okay. Just so that anyway, I don't know if it was effective, but I thought maybe it would be useful.
I didn't even notice it. I think in this group, you're with a group of people who are tuned in enough that
you know how to get there. Yeah.
Well, and there's never not nothing tight.
Exactly.
Unless you're dead.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Lisa. Yeah.
Yeah. I would like to say after taking Aneshka's class, I will never have that problem again of not finding a tightness somewhere. Like even the roof of my mouth can be relaxed.
Yes.
Well said. So yeah. This is what we know. And if somebody after the meditation says, I couldn't find anything, then we just say, well, just, you know, work with your lower back, work with your shoulders, work with your jaw. Just, you know, just pretend.
Yeah.
Practice,
exactly.
Right? But as Kriyananda would say, it's because we're so out of touch with our body that we don't even realize it's tight.
Yeah.
And as his wife, you probably wouldn't want to say that, but as a teacher, you can say that. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yep.
So April, how do you feel right now? I mean, you congratulations. You did it. Yeah. You led your first complicated meditation.
Yeah. I feel good. I so appreciate all the feedback, just, you know, your guys's, validation was just great. And I feel like I still need to work on, I do want to work on it being even more of an authentic.
I'm going to stop you right there. This is not about a self-critique. Wow. Did you see how you went there?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Let's not even.
Okay.
Girl, it's a victory. Every one of you have done this so far. We only have two people. You've done it. You did it. You got it. This is a big deal. And you did it. Yes. Enough. The rest will come.
Let it
the
go.
Rest
like will come. It is what it is.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. So who's number, who's two is Kathleen?
Me.
Okay.
Can you guys hear me okay this far away from my, you can? Okay. I just want to make sure. Okay. We'll give it the best go. Like I said, I kind of forgot about it. All right. So let's just take a nice deep breath in. Find your seat. Find the weight of your seat, your sit bones. Your feet are on the floor, or if you're kneeling, if your legs are on the floor, making contact. Just take a nice slow three-part breath in through your belly, up through your chest, and up through your clavicles. and releasing slowly, just letting all of the little tiny muscles around your face and your neck just relax. And another slow 3-part breath in. And on your exhale, letting your shoulders, your torso, your hips, your legs just melt into the floor. This time, take a nice, slow, deep breath into your heart center. Just imagine dropping an energy cord just from your heart center all the way down to the center of Mother Earth. Just connecting with her energy and allowing her energy to come back up through your heart chakra and back up to source energy. And back down into your heart center. Now just feel the support, being supported between heaven and earth. A nice slow belly breath in again. And I want you to bring a time to your mind when everything came together. Everything perfectly came together. Prior to that moment, you were extremely stressed and didn't know how it was all going to happen. Maybe it was the child's birthday party. Maybe it was a project at work. You were feeling very overloaded and overwhelmed and didn't know how you were going to get everything done. Then the moments and that time came and it all worked out just perfect. Everyone was happy. In fact, it went better than you even planned for it to happen. Just really feel into that feeling. Of that moment. Take a deep breath in as you're feeling that feeling now and give that feeling a symbol. It could be a shape, it could be a color. Be a picture, might even just be a feeling. And even if it seems ridiculous or weird, just accept it. There's always some meaning of some sort to it. Another deep breath in, relaxing any tension in your body. And now bring that symbol into your mind's eye. And hold it in your mind's eye. And hold that feeling of relief and joy. Now we want to set that symbol into our body, in our energetic body, so we remember it when we need it. So imagine bringing that symbol up above your head now, up into your crown chakra, and let it float down your back. Let it rest in your throat chakra. Bringing it down to your heart, your solar plexus, your navel, all the way down to your root chakra. Again, a nice deep belly breath in. A
And on your next inhale, let that symbol float back up through your root, your navel, your solar plexus, your heart. Let it sit there. And bringing that feeling of love and joy and happiness, of knowing that it all will work out. It always does in the end. And now let it float up to your throat, back up to your third eye. Now just let the symbol float out in front of you and just release it for a moment. And finding your breath and that feeling of joy. And now bring that symbol back into your mind's eye one more time. Feeling it throughout your entire energetic body, knowing that the next time you're stressed or you're worried about how something is all going to work out, you can bring that symbol into your mind's eye and just breathe into it. Remembering that everything always works out just as it's intended. And just to accept what is. Now release the symbol. Nice slow deep breath in. And just repeating to yourself, may I be at ease. May I feel safe and protected. May I be happy. May I feel loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be held in loving kindness. And that I may be at peace. Some deep breath into your heart center. You can bring that symbol back to your mind's eye one more time. That feeling of peace. And just release. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes. And shrug your shoulders. Just stretch a minute. I think I remembered it all.
Kathleen, that was lovely. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely. Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know what to say. You obviously, you were there with it, doing it with us. I mean, it was lovely. I liked how in the beginning you brought your this is what I liked. It's like, well, I haven't done it in a week. Okay, I'm just going to do it. But what you did was you started us the way I'm assuming you start your meditations, yeah. right? Which is yeah. dropping down up yeah. and in the heart, which is a little different patterning and wording, but it's you. And so I really loved how you did that, right?
Okay. I wasn't sure if I should or not. And I was like, I'm just going to be me.
No, I think in those, I think, yeah, do what you do with it. If, when you teach on your own, you do whatever, you do whatever's you, right? If you teach for Hamsa, then yeah. We'll have like a verbiage that we tend to use and yeah. a patterning that we tend to use that we associate with us, right?
Right.
Which is really similar to what you did. But that's not for now. For yeah. now, what you did was you, by doing that, it's like, it was almost like you said, okay, come join me here. It's like what, Lisa said last time about April. It's like she said, okay, let me take my hand and let me just take you here. It's like you said, okay, I'm taking you. This is what I do.
The thing I forgot to do was I was going to do my invocation because I always do my invocation first. Huh? And I didn't do that. I just jumped right in. So anyway.
No, and that's okay. Actually, in this case, you kind of were in the flow because we've already done one. We're doing yeah. yours. And so to add the invocation would yeah. be an extra little piece. Yeah. And so the only thing that and this is not about you. I'm only saying this for everybody else. It's very fast to find a symbol, the way this meditation tracks. But it's because, as I told you, it was part of a class. We had already talked at length about symbols, about this concept, about all of this. So people already had those instances. They already had some of that. And I found each time we've done that I'm going, oh, What's my symbol? You know, and as we're doing it, my symbol is still evolving, right? And so if anybody struggled with that, I want you to know that's not anything Kathleen or the meditation was recorded after a lot of prep. So the symbol was able to come quickly. Okay.
Yeah. So, I can see that. Now that you said that, I didn't even think of that. So it may take longer to get more prep.
Yes. And that's one of the things we'll talk about today. There's a patterning in that meditation.
Okay.
It's a really important patterning. And if we don't get to it today or tomorrow, we'll get to it before, but I'll explain to you when you're doing a meditation like that, how you guide someone into the symbol, when you haven't had the
backstory.
Thank you. Yes. So April, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say about that is that there was a part you said, Kathleen, first of all, it was fantastic. It was like you're just like, you could tell your voice was like rhythmic. And so it just like, you could tell that you were in it and just talking about being in it. And that led us there. And the part about the symbol, when you said, if you don't find the symbol, if it's not coming, just stick with the feeling.
Yeah.
And that, oh my gosh, it was like that, like, oh, once you said that, I released the need to find it.
Okay.
It was like, all of a sudden I said, oh, well, now the symbol is just like light. It's a feeling, and the feeling is a sense of, almost like a golden light. Then it was almost like, oh, well, then, there's the symbol. It wasn't coming as anything before, yeah. but the moment you said, just stay with the feeling, was like the pressure to find the thing dissolved. And then I stuck with now what was the symbol. And then I was able to go through the whole thing without getting caught up in, oh, I've got to find the symbol. That was just brilliant. I was like, felt such relief.
Okay.
My whole body, my everything, then the rest of it just, it worked great. So.
Good.
Kathleen, I think it was fabulous. I love your voice. And now I'm like, oh, I've got to make an appointment with her. I really liked how, I like when you do that, just reach down to the core of Mother Earth, because I feel so untethered all the time. And to reach down on this level, there's too many people, too many relationships here. It's like, I have to get past that to get to the root, and then to be able to rise up and just get out of this and just get up. And as soon as you drop me down, I didn't remember what my symbol was, but like, wow, there it was. It was right there. And I just had to get, you know, rooted. And so that was really beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you, Kathleen. It was wonderful. And actually I had very similar experience to Lisa. When you said Mother Earth, I went like, oh, like I'm held. I don't know. I loved it. And then with the symbol, I live in my head a lot. And since I found that symbol once, I don't know, is it supposed to be a different symbol or not? But it's just, I don't know, my mind brings it up. But again, what April said, that when you said just, so I started thinking, oh, should I allow different symbol come up or not? And then you said, you gave examples, you know, when things that all people around you are happy and you're, and it's just, you know, that feeling that also allowed me just to relax into that and not worry whether my symbol is right or not. Yeah, so it's,
oh, good.
I love how every single one of you is in it. I mean, from right. I just love that. I love that. Thank you.
I'm going to share that my favorite part was how you at the end told us how to use this. Like, this is sort of like the departing message. Like, you can pull this back. So I found that really helpful.
Oh, good. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
The sleeping kid is gone now. So, I can.
Oh.
But no, I thought it was really, really great. And, even with the, you know, I picked up on the different wording as well, but it's like, no, we're just, this is this experience, you know? So we got to be settled for being what it is before that. So it was kind of great. I just had a different, when we did it last week, I had a different, you know, I thought of a different situation this time. So the symbol was different because I was so like hung up last week on what a stupid symbol I got. So, anyway, so it was interesting that just by thinking about something different, it made a different symbol. So I thought that was
interesting.
It doesn't have anything to do with you, Kathleen. That's just me. But
yes.
No, it does. She led the meditation. It absolutely does have her energy did impact the experience. So yes, on some level it didn't at all, but on another level it did.
That's true.
So I want to honor that. Yeah.
I didn't mean to make that sound negative. Like, I was just trying to say that I don't want anybody to feel like they're responsible if it doesn't go.
I get what you're saying, Brenda. Yeah. I see what you're saying too. Yes, I get it. Thank you.
I don't know if any, okay, Kelsey, go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kathleen, I love the imagery you use. Ever since you used it with me one-on-one when we met, it's something I come back to. And so it just feels so safe to be in that space. I'm just like, it's been really hard for me to be present. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm next. Like, I'm just living in that. But through your voice and your meditation, I was able to find those moments of like, it is going to be okay. It is going to turn out, and really believing that. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. Thank you all. I really do appreciate the feedback. Thanks.
So how do you feel right now, Kathleen?
I feel really good. I feel much better because, like I said, I hadn't practiced. And so some of the words that you guys are saying that I said, those came out of the authentic just being in the present moment. And so that's huge for me to hear. and I'm going to cry. So, but because that's something, you know, I've been working on trying to just have the words flow and not be more, scripted. You know, part of what I do for is I do hypnotherapy, right? And some of those were scripts, and I'm just learning to be more authentic about it. And so this has been very helpful, and to being in that moment, right? I didn't think about getting out of my head, you know, that all the words had to be perfect, right? To deliver the perfect message. And I mean, I'm sort of having this revelation as I'm saying it right now too. So thank you, Karen. I mean, what you said this morning about being the authentic thing. I mean, that's true. That's really where it's going to come from. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. Now I know I went on about it. Okay. It's like, you know, that is really cool, Kathleen. And I get it. You know, with hypnotherapy, it probably is, it does matter every single word, right? And the timing and all that. But with this, it's freedom to, that's really cool.
It is. And I think the hypnotherapy too, it should be more freedom with that.
Okay.
Yeah. It should be more because, and that's what I'm trying to, right? Everybody is different. They need a different message. Not everybody needs the same scripted message. You know, the general message can be there, but yeah, everybody's story is different. So
nice point.
I know working with Kathleen that she has a special gift to tap into like individual energies. And so, you know, I can see her going hypnotherapy without a script and working just great. It's going to be great.
Yeah. I think this is excellent.
I was just kind of curious. Everyone is talking about what you do, but I don't know what you do.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a lot of things. I do health life coaching, but I do neurofeedback. So I have passive neurofeedback machine. That really helps reset, your brain, can help resync your right and left brain and all of that. Which you probably know you're into neuro, right? But I use hypnotherapy and I do, Reiki energy work, kind of a little bit of everything. I was a nurse. I'm a retired nurse. So
wait, you were cutting out, Laura, you're
more alternative health. I said I'm a retired. Oh, can you hear me?
Let's can try you hear again. Me Let's can try again.
Can you hear me?
I think so.
Okay. I'm a retired nurse, but I started getting into alternative healthcare for myself. So I just celebrated 5 years of sobriety. And I couldn't find my joy. And so this is where I started finding my joy. And I had a lot of anxiety. That's how I got into the neurofeedback. And when I met Karen, started meditating. I mean, that's where it really started is, a friend of mine introduced me to Karen and I started really getting into the meditation and everything else. And so now that's what I do for other people, right? Because it works.
Oh, that's fantastic. And it makes it go full circle. Like now I understand.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well, beautiful, beautiful ones. Kelsey, what do you think?
I think we should do it.
Let's do it. And I want to just really commend you. You know, everybody, as you know, when it's your day to go, there's no way to not be aware of that, right? And so April got to go first, Kathleen second. Kelsey this whole time has been sitting there with this working. And we want you to know, we all know that. We know what that's like. And so finally, here it's yours. And just take us away.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can.
Right. I'm going to go glassesless and practice without my notes. I'm just going to go for it. All right, everyone. Let's take a moment and come back to this present moment. And we'll begin with a few three-part breaths. So as we inhale, expanding our belly and our chest to the top of our lungs. As we exhale out through the mouth, releasing our jaw, our throat, our neck, our shoulders. And again, inhaling through the belly, the chest, up through the lungs. Exhaling, releasing the tension down from your neck, your shoulders, your chest, your back. And let's do one more. Inhaling into the belly, the chest, and exhale out through the mouth, releasing jaw, neck, shoulders, back, and hips. And let's take a moment. Notice any sounds that might be around you. Notice any scents or smells that might be around you. And let's ground ourselves by tuning into the sensations in our body. Maybe tuning in to where your body meets the floor or the cushion. Tuning into that sense of grounding, releasing down into the earth, and the earth meeting you and supporting you. Feeling held, supported. As we find ourselves in this present moment, let's take time to set our intention for this time together. Through this meditation, we ask that we find our way to releasing all of the stresses, the worries, situations, and the people that are bringing a sense of dis-ease, discomfort. And we ask through the power of our meditation that we are able to release these to the universe, to trust and surrender, knowing that the universe will always help us find our way, will always help guide us to where we need to be. And this is our intention. So as you continue breathing, I want you to bring to mind whatever situations or people, maybe thoughts or fears that are bringing that sense of stress or dis-ease or discomfort to your life. Gently holding them. And now I want you to imagine that in front of you, there's a basket. And into this basket, we're going to gently place all of those situations, those people, those fears. We're going to gently place them into this basket, using whatever visualization helps you to imagine that process of releasing. Maybe it's imagining tiny people or situations, gently placing those in the basket. Or maybe it's writing out those worries and fears on a piece of paper, gently placing that into the basket. Whatever imagery you're using, see if you can find that feeling of release, that sense of taking the weight off of your shoulders as these situations, these people, these fears gently find their way to the bottom of the basket. And once you've released them there to the basket, I want you to imagine gently raising that basket up to sit in front of your forehead, just outside your mind's eye. Maybe you imagine little balloons holding the basket up, holding it gently in front of you. And as a preview, what we're going to do with this basket is that we're going to send it up and out into the universe to release it. And in this moment, as we're preparing, see if you can pull back that symbol of mystery, of that happy ending, of everything turning out just right. See if you can bring that back into your memory. And we'll exchange it. So just follow my lead. And this is our meditation to release and surrender to the universe. So let's inhale. And as we exhale, see if you can imagine that basket just outside going up and out at a 45-degree angle away from you. With each exhale, we're pushing it further and further away, up through the clouds, through our atmosphere, out into space, past the sun and our planets. Keep exhaling and pushing it out past our galaxy to the vast beyond. Keep pushing it out and out until you can barely see it. It's just a tiny speck out there in the universe. And with our next exhale, we're going to push it away and where we can no longer see it. So gently inhale and exhale, push it away, let it fade away into nothingness, the vast beyond. And on our next inhale, see if you can find that symbol of mystery gently twinkling in the distance. So inhale. And as we inhale, we're going to gently pull that speck of mystery and everything working out. We're going to gently pull it towards us, almost as if it had a rope connecting back to us. So keep breathing, inhaling, pulling it closer and closer through the cosmos into our solar system, past the outer planets, just back to Earth. And all the way down towards us to bring that symbol of mystery again, just outside of our foreheads at that 45-degree angle. And let's hold it there, just outside. And breathe into that sense of it's all going to turn out. Breathing into that release and surrender, knowing that we don't have all the answers and we don't need all the answers. We can trust and release and surrender that the universe is always watching over us, protecting us, leading our way. in ways that we can't even imagine. It is guiding us through. As you continue inhaling, see if you can bring that sense of it's going to be okay. See if you can breathe it into your whole body, your whole being, every inch, every cell, breathing in that sense of trust and surrender. And at the same time, breathing in that sense of worthiness, your worthiness of being helped, of being supported and held in all that you do. As we breathe, know, hold on to the knowing that at any time, whenever that sense of stress or fear comes back to you, know that at any time you can pull back into this sense of surrender and mystery. You can hold on to your symbol and know that it's holding on to you. And as we prepare to come back into this moment, we'll end with a loving kindness blessing for ourselves, holding on to that sense of release. And we say, may I be at ease. May I feel safe and protected. May I be happy. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I feel loving kindness. And may I be held in loving kindness. That I may be at peace. And as we prepare to end this meditation, may you be at peace, knowing that at all times, the mystery of the universe is supporting you and guiding you.
I'm with Lisa. I had a little tears. That was really beautiful. That was really beautiful. You have your beautiful Kelsey voice, which is Kelsey. You phrased it, you framed it, you paced it. It was just Kelsey through and through. And it just, you did it. I'm sitting here going, I believe, not that I was looking at you because I was kind of doing it with you. I was really just enjoying the magic of the meditation. But you did keep your eyes closed the whole time, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You just rolled right through. Well, I had to ring the bell at the end because there was no other way to kind of, you know, so well done. Well done. Well done. I'm going to ask you before everybody else chimes in here, how do you feel right now?
Ooh. I feel several emotions coming up, mostly relief.
Uh-huh.
So in my head about it leading up to this moment. And
what was in your head?
Ooh. Just feeling like, oh my God, I'm going to forget everything. I'm not going to know what the hell I'm doing. Yeah, just that panic.
Did you forget anything?
You know, I probably did. And in the time I was like, I've never said this before. I've never done it this way, but this is what feels in the moment. And just roll with it and trust it. So.
And I think you're going to hear as people check in, it's like, it felt very complete. And I think that's what we do, right? We learn to just trust what is coming in the moment. Mm-hmm. And so this is why what you just said, Kelsey, is why I only really teach what I know. So that if that happens, it's like, I know it. I just know it, right? There will be times where, I mean, and it's not always that way, but as a general rule, and for this very reason, because it's authentic, it's real. And I hope as the relief settles, what I want to offer you, and we've had this experience, it's like you gave us an experience. You gave me an experience. I remembered, I sit here going, oh, wow, yeah. This is right. I know this feeling. Oh, wait. Why didn't I hold this all the time? Oh, my gosh. At least I've got my symbol now. Okay. You know, and it was like this. I wasn't just participating. I was participating as one of us. And it was, I found it very effective and beautiful. And I did get tears. Mm-hmm. So with that, I would love to do is hear what other people have to say. And let them share with you what their experience was.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Kelsey. It was really beautiful, and I love how you really led us. I felt like you held my hand, feel like you held my hand and just walked me through it. Why the tears? I feel like these are tears of joy, of finding the deep connection. I didn't expect that. When I started tearing up, I thought, am I sad? Am I? No, it's just that, I don't know, maybe feeling, oh my God, there is that connection that I found during the way you led us and help us have that experience. So thank you for that. It was truly beautiful. Thank you.
Kelsey, thank you so much. I was resistant because I don't have an intention. I'm like, the first thing that came to my mind was the release of bondage in my head, in my brain, the release of the bondage in my brain. And then I kind of got locked up in that, and then you just kept going. And so whatever in me kept going with you, and I was still like in my head. And then there was a basket, and I watched myself put other parts of myself in that basket, the part that's so angry and the part that's protecting me and the part that's just bitter and just like, and it was gentle. You kept saying gentle, and it was like just placing it. And there was some resistance. There's like, no, because you need me, because this is, you need protection and this person. And I trusted it, and everybody was sitting in there, and I'm just standing there holding my little Lisa. And my person was saying, it's okay. We can make more bodyguards. It's okay. These no longer serve you. And it was really hard to just send it away because I felt like, no, I felt so vulnerable. without this chorus of people, you know? And then my symbol, it's just like this circle, you know, and it's just white. But where I get lost is the little, I can just see part of my circle. And it's like, oh my gosh, that's not going to make the completion and that find that happy thing where everybody's happy. That's never a thing. You know, it's just that whole circle that I can look at, you know, later. And I thank you. That was very, very transformative and very vulnerable. Thank you.
That's awesome, Lisa. Wow. Kelsey, I don't know if the setting the attention was yours or part of the meditation, but I loved that part, in the very beginning. And I don't know, I got lost in it. And again, going back to this thing that happened this week and, but when you said worthiness, that's when that's when I got teared up and got, I can't remember what you said or whatever, but that is, I mean, part of my invocation every day is to know my own self-worth. The invocation that I wrote. And so that when you said that in there, I'm going to cry again. But yeah, that's what really got me. So thank you. It was amazing. Very good.
And it was Karen's, that intention setting. It helps me too. That worthiness is like my key back in almost every time I do this. Like, oh, okay, I can actually be here. Okay.
I have to disagree with everything everyone said. It was like so beautiful. It was so beautiful. It was like leading us through this visualization. I just kept going back to that your voice mirrored your words, and your words you use, you know, well, the word gentle, you saying to gently place it in a basket or whatever, you know, we want to put it in, and describing different ways to do that was so helpful to me. Because when you said, maybe you're writing it down, it was like, I said, yes, that's what I want to do. That's how I'm releasing it. And it worked. It allowed me to and you kept saying to gently place it. And it just like my whole body just said, oh, it was like tenderness. And that's what was in your voice through the whole thing, was so tender and soft and gentle. And so doing that visualization, I was able to do it with tenderness. And it was amazing. It was so beautiful. I just, really great. Really, really great. Thank you.
Kelsey, your clients would love this too.
I'm thinking that. It's like, I'm gonna use this.
I'm not sure if it's part of the part of it, but I loved the combination of the abstract. I mean, the beginning started with so much imagery, but then it became more concrete with that basket, mm-hmm. you know, and then like I feel like everyone could, or at least mine, I became more focused. So I love that combination. Mm-hmm. So, and I mostly wanted to say, I'm just so impressed that you closed your eyes, you just went for it. I think I'm just in awe of that.
Thank you. I'd like to add real quick that I know we're not supposed to be about words, but your energy and the gentle, because my initial thing is put those things in like a skeet shooter and take out my biggest gun and shoot them, pick up all the pieces, glue it back together and do it again and again and again. And I've never been able to just think, it's okay. Thank you. You've served me for when you did. Now it's time to go. you know, I did want to bring it back, but you had me bring back my symbol and it was complete when I brought it back. And so that was very important. Thank you.
Are we impressed with us? What a group. What a group. Kelsey, how do you feel now after the feedback?
I feel really held. This is such a safe space. Yeah.
Yeah. You did it. And every one of you have done it in your way, showing up as you. And I am pretty blown away by this group. I really am. I'm looking forward to, I'm excited that Lisa and Ramon and Steve will get to watch this. It's like, I'm just excited for them that they will get to participate and benefit. That's almost seems like such an inadequate word from everything we've just experienced. So what I think it's a good time for us to take a little break. But before we do, I really kind of want to just close this out with a little bit of just a short meditation, because it really, as to honor, you have done these are complicated meditations. This isn't just sit and watch your breath, pay attention to the pause, and let's take a moment, right? These are all meditations that not only do they have many, many parts, most of them have several meditations woven into the meditation, right? But it also did call on called on you to be there. So let's just take a moment. Let's just take a moment. Find our seats. And feeling that grounding. Feeling that, how do I want to say it today? It's like as you inhale, you know, and you feel that inhale grounding you. Let's follow that ground all the way down through the floor, through the earth, to the very center of the earth. Feeling that deep, deep connection. And as my teacher says, hold the awareness that you are directly connected and seated above the very center of the earth. You are supported, you are held. And with your next inhale, as you inhale down and you take that grounding down through your seat all the way to the center, as you exhale, come back up from the center of the earth, up through your whole spinal column and up, out, 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 out into that vast, spacious openness, the vast, spacious sky. And feel, if you can, in any way you can, that sense of being held and supported by the ground and by the space that surrounds us. Each of us essential to the whole. Each of us inextricable from the whole. We are deserving, we are worthy of the path we walk, of the steps we take, of the support we receive. And with a real sense of honored to be in our presence, let's each of us just hold hold in our hearts. And I'll mention each name, and it is in no way, there's no chronology. It's literally how you're appearing on my screen. But in your heart of hearts, hold the image of April and bless her, honor her, thank her for her gifts. And Kelsey, let's hold her, bless her, thank her. For Laura, we hold her, we bless her, we thank her. And I'm going to switch to the word you right now, but all of us now. Holding Kathleen. We bless you. We thank you. And Agnieszka. We hold you. We bless you. We thank you. And Lisa. We hold you, we bless you, we thank you. And Brenda, we hold you, we bless you, we thank you. And Ramon, we hold you, we bless you. We thank you. And Steve, we hold you. We bless you. We thank you. And Lisa with two eyes, we hold you. We bless you. We thank you. It is an honor to walk with each of you on this path. Namaste, everyone. Namaste. And with that, beautiful, beautiful souls, let's take a 10-minute break. Actually, let's come back at 20 after the hour. Give ourselves a break. Go to the bathroom, get some coffee, whatever you need. And I'll see you back here, okay? Bye, everyone.